Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Lynette. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tanner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lynette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kindle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bauschi takes first base on ball four. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauschi scores. Rapulski moves to third. It's 1-0, Phillies. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rapulski scores. Anderson moves to third. It's 2-0, Phillies. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lynette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Neiman takes first base on ball four. Bobby Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to second. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drott hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hacker moves to second. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lynette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Rapolsky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rapolsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rapolsky takes first base on ball 4. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rapolsky moves to third. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Drott's glove, towards Morgan, who fields it, throws to second, with Banks covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rapolsky. Long reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Niemann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rapolsky. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Long scores. It's 2-1, Phillies. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lynette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lynette is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynette hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hacker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hacker bunts in front of the plate. Niemann fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fernandez moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Niemann and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Drott is 0-for-1 in the game. Drott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lynette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tanner hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamner hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rapulski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rapulski hits a line drive into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Morin is chasing the ball. Anderson rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Phillies. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Hacker covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynette is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynette hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Phillies. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez is called out on strikes. 1 out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hacker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Pohalski now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamner hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Phillies. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Will pinch hits for Tom Pohalski. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bausch hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rapolsky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tanner is 0 for 3 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hamner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hamner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lynette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hacker is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hacker bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Fernandez steals second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-4 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Long reaches second base with a double. Morin moves to third. Turk Farrell now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to home to get Morin. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Speak pinch hits for Cal Niemann. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Speak strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Bobby Morgan. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.